The issue of church membership, we had a spirited discussion about this yesterday, not contentious, but there's a lot of different opinions. The simple ones are, there's no membership mentioned as far as signing some pledge in the scriptures. Some say, no, there's huge value and especially accountability when it comes to children's ministry and all this kind of stuff, so we got to have that. Others, and Junie just highlighted a point. A lot of people come to church and never make a commitment. They just come in and come out on the weekends. As a pastor, you've walked this road for a long time. I'm not calling you old. I'm calling you wise. What do you think about this one?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting caught up on both semantics as well as methodology versus the bottom line principle.
Okay.
Now, we see it in Scripture all day long. I mean, just start with children of Israel and come forward. Even you can go before that, but with the children of Israel, you saw a faith community that moved together, that worshiped together. There was an exchange. There was a sharing. There was the collective pursuit of God as well as the collective hearing from God. There was leadership structure that was clear. Then that's progressive throughout Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You come into the New Testament, the book of Acts. In fact, Acts 2:41, those who gladly received the word were baptized. About 3,000 souls were added that day. Then they continue steadfastly in teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and in prayer. Steadfastly, the word means resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. Then in Hebrews 10, it talks about, you know, let us consider one another to provoke one another to love and good works, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. So, I mean, it's very clear in Scripture. And then I think anybody that's been a part of a faith community, and I'm using that language as opposed to church even, because, of course, we are the church.
Yes.
But if you've been a part of a faith community, clearly you've seen the advantages. I think what may be happening at times is because people have experienced certain challenges, you know, whatever that might be, that they've opted out. And, of course, in the world that we live in today, particularly the Western world, we're jumping off of anything that says authority, that says, you know, that someone given direction. And so that's a part of the dilemma, I believe.
There's a trend, Pastor, of not joining the church, but still being faithful, present at the church. What do you think about this trend?
Yeah, I think I think it's a part of the same thing that we just described.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of not wanting to make that commitment for fear of either being controlled or manipulated. But I think we have to get over that, and we have to go to the Scripture and apply Scripture to what we do in that regard. Now, there are some basic things. I mean, time, talent, and treasure need to be present from the individual in order to make it work, because it is a shared experience. It's an exchange, and you can't just be a taker. You need to be a giver. It's not a spectator sport, and the Lord expects us to get involved, to participate, to make it work.
It seems like, and I really believe this to be true, that if you're holding on to your stuff and even looking for an ironclad group to join that you can fully trust, you're barking up the wrong tree. There's a certain level of vulnerability that has to be involved for healthy membership to the church. Am I wrong? And if I'm not, how do we even get there, Nolan?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I even shared with my own congregation this past Sunday that even the difficulties are, we refer to it as, you know, brother and sister sandpaper. Even dealing with difficult people within the congregation is necessary and even essential to your development as a Christian, because life is not going to be easy. Things are not going to always go your way. And if you're going to be salt and light in this world, you're going to deal with difficult people. So, hey, you start at home. You learn how to navigate different relationships and circumstances and encounters with people, whether they're good or bad. The other thing I think is important is recognizing that the leader, the pastors, whatever the title may be in your faith community, that these are human beings who are also journeying and are also living by God's grace. And you may, you know, see a glaring issue with them in terms of their own personal development spiritually. And it's not an excuse to to jump off. But in fact, it's a greater mandate than president to pray for them, to encourage them, to lift them up, to support, to walk with them, to be honest with them, which is a huge deal. Just being able to express what you feel in a loving way to your leaders so that everyone gets better.
There are signs we can look for, Pastor, for healthy church. Sometimes we think, oh, we've got lots of members. The numbers are good. But how do we know our church is healthy?
I think, first of all, there should be new converts present. There should be, you should look for spiritually healthy believers in the congregation. We were talking about people who just come and sometimes spend time, but they don't necessarily join. You know, I believe in the whole process of journeying. So in fact, with us, we encourage people to just stay a while before you step forward and declare you want to be a member, because I believe people need to understand clearly what they are committing to. And once they make the commitment, stick to the commitment, you know. When it comes to tithe and offering, for example, giving, you know, I tell them, we talk about these things during business meetings. We have reports that we deliver to the membership. You know, it's like you have a home, you know, you have a mortgage, you have utilities, et cetera. There shouldn't be a need for a constant reminder of these things once you've made a commitment. Another illustration that I've used is Gloria and I have been married for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And in 32 years, she never had to ask me if I was coming home. I was there because I made a commitment 32 years ago. So the commitment level has to be there. Spiritually healthy believers who are walking this way that then provide an example to others. I think there should be revelation and clarity, meaning there should be an understanding of the Word of God, and there should be clarity that continues. It's a good thing when you have leadership that prays corporately with the church. And I believe in spending time on my knees with the congregation, and not just as the only voice praying, but teaching everybody to seek God and be able to pray, both in the church and outside. I think healthy relationships among members, healthy marriages, I think that's a good sign. When you see that, you know, something is happening right in terms of teaching, in terms of the application of the Word of God, mm-hmm. which is also very, very important. We have to be, as Pastor Meek say, we got to be doers, not just hearers of the Word. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I got to jump on something here. Pastor Nolan McCance is our guest right now, founder and senior pastor of Harvest Church in Plainfield. What responsibility in membership does the shepherd have to protect the sheep from other sheep? And this is what I'm referring to. We sheep can be tough on each other.
Yeah.
And if that is left unchecked, or you got a passive shepherd, the flock gets beat up. Some people are resistant to get in the church because they've been flat beat up by the church, Nolan.
Yeah. And I think, again, this goes back to having spiritually healthy believers within the congregation, people who have to serve as advocates within the congregation, who can recognize those people who refuse to grow spiritually. They just want to be a challenge. They can recognize the gossip and the evil suspicion that's being spread throughout the congregation. And they have to speak out, and they have to address it, and they have to do it with wisdom and grace and with some love. But I believe that it's necessary that the membership, the body of Christ, recognize that it's not just the pastor or the pastor's responsibility to manage the congregation and to bring it to a place of being healthy.
So it's a self-managed issue as well. The sheep gotta help each other.
It's always been a communal experience. You always had layers. You always had some who dealt with, you know, different levels of responsibility throughout the congregation. Never was intended to be a single person who could manage all of that, but
right
it needs
on.
To be a collective. Yeah.
Pastor, would you talk about what's necessary for the leadership, for the pastor, starting with the senior pastor of the church? How can that church grow in actual members in a godly way?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you feed them, they will grow. But here again, I made mention of this Sunday as well. You know, shepherds don't have sheep. Sheep have sheep. The process of growth has to have the members engaged in the process of telling people good things about their church, bringing them in, helping to nurture them. We are to become disciples, and then we make disciples. If that element is missing, the church won't grow. It can't be centered around a personality. The problem with that is that personality goals or the personality experience changes or challenges, then there goes that church. But a firmly built congregation will be built on the people's involvement, bringing people in and helping to raise up disciples.
That bears repeating. Shepherds don't have sheep. Sheep have sheep. I love that. I mean, that's taken two ways. I mean, that's a massive procreation call. Grow your body by having babies, no doubt about it. But also reaching out to people. And I got 30 seconds. This is a quick one. Probably a whole nother topic for another time. But how does a church body become so convinced of this transcendent message of the gospel that they take it to the streets?
Well, I mean, people have to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. They have to be touched by God in some deep ways until they embrace it and they begin to talk about it. They testify of it. Even, you know, the Lord will heal somebody and say, don't tell anybody. And all of a sudden, the guy's telling everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's, I think, a good part of it. But, you know, interesting enough, and we don't have the time, but, you know, faith for salvation is one thing. Faith to maintain the belief that we are justified is another thing. So faith plays a big part in that whole deal as well, so that we continue to believe that whatever God said in his word, it's true. And we don't have to have feelings and a lot of activity and experiences, if you will, but we simply have to believe, and we have to continue to speak out of that belief and act out of that belief.
Pastor Nolan McCants has been our guest. If you'd like to find more encouragement, I invite you to stop by nolanmccants.com. You'll also find a link on our Facebook wall to find out about the kingdom message in plain language. Just search for Carl and June. Thanks for stopping by, Nolan. It's always a pleasure.
Pure wisdom there, Nolan. You just drip with it, my man. Thank you for swinging in here.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next time.